God, you did not create me to fear. Amen. But you created me to worship daily. So I'm going to leave it all right here. Hallelujah says my hands are raised because I surrender. Hallelujah. Your will, I surrender to your will. Your will is what's best for me. I worship you because you're Jehovah. I bow before the King of Kings. Now listen to this. A lot of people have said to me in this situation, your son, your family doesn't deserve this. But understand the words of the song said.
these last evil days. Amen. It's been a wonderful thing to know that you don't have to go through trials by yourself, that the Lord can be with you. So we just thank God for that. We thank God for my wife, for my wife, health, and strength. We thank God for all of you. Give yourself a hand of praise. Amen. Give yourself a hand of praise. But we did not have to be here. But we're so glad that we're here in the presence of the Lord. Amen. We just thank God for all that he's doing. And not only what he's doing, but what God is about to do. Now, I made up some cards. I said I'm going to make them on Wednesday, but the jury said don't put them out. So, the jury said don't put them out. I made up some cards. So, Wednesday night Bible class, we went over walking in the spirit or walking in the flesh. So, these are the cards. I just won't pick the orange. These are the cards. You know, sometimes it's good when somebody is not acting like God. And I walk into the spirit, you just say, what does it say? You ain't got to say a word. Well, some people told me don't go there because some people will play, meet the spirit and put their card up and they will go in the flesh. So I guess he's just going to have to be my card for truly new blessing of all. But there's such a blessing in walking in the spirit. Amen. Paul says in the book of Romans, there is therefore now. When? Now. Romans 8:1. Put it up for me, Sharon. Therefore, there is therefore now. No condemnation. Alright? How many just want to be in God? Amen. Jesus took away the penalty of death. Jesus took away the penalty of condemnation. Yes. He said, there is therefore now. No condemnation to them who walk not in the flesh, but in the spirit. Amen. So there are conditions to not having a sentence against you. You got to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. Can we all say hallelujah? Amen. But we just, tonight and today, we just want to honor the Lord for all that he's doing. Amen. Because we're not here because of my own might. We're not here because of our own righteousness. We're not here because we pray so hard. But we're here this morning because great is his faithfulness. We're here this morning because God is a God of mercy. Amen. And the Lord woke me up early this morning too, Minister Anthony. But I guess mine was the lead testimony. Amen. But the Lord was dealing with me about prayer. Amen. Because prayer is the most powerful weapon that the child of God has. Yes. Prayer is the most powerful weapon that the child of God has. Everything else supports prayer. Praise, worship, all that supports prayer. But prayer is the most powerful weapon that we have. Amen. When things aren't going right, you can pray. Didn't Jesus say, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can pray to the mountain. You can't sit to that mountain. You can't shout to that mountain. He said, but you can speak to the mountain through what? Prayer. And the mountain will do what? Obey your voice. You can say, mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. He said, if you ask in your heart and doubt not, it shall obey you. So it's power in prayer. Yes. How many know it's power in prayer? Yes. How many know it's power in prayer? Amen. Prayer. So we're going to deal today with prayer. So we're going to ask you to stand for our scripture reading, which will be coming from James, the 5th chapter. Now, I do know parts of the Bible. I do know other parts of the Bible. He said, how do we keep going back to the same scriptures? Because God woke me up early this morning like he did in the Savior. So he woke me up. Yeah, how many know when it comes to being in church, you can't do what you want to do?
Right.
Amen. It's so important that we do what God wants us to do. Is it right there? You got to do what God wants you to do. Amen. So God woke me up and he's dealing with me about prayer. Because a lot of us have beaten ourselves to death. Now, the Bible said, you know, by worry, I didn't get out this worry. You know, Amen. The scripture says, and God takes care of the sparrows. Don't you know he'll take care of you? Amen. He said, whatsoever things you desire, when you ask in prayer, believe it, and you shall receive it. So prayer is powerful. Amen. Talking to people don't change nothing. But we're going to read some stories or some biblical examples of people that use prayer to do the impossible. Can we say praise the Lord? So James 5, verses 13 through 18. I know that we were here a few weeks ago. Seems like we've been here every week, but that's what God takes us. So it's important. Now I can go where I want to go. But how many know it's more important to go where God wants us to go? Now, as you know, I told you lately, I've been trying to preach so much as teach. Amen. Even when we were in Georgia, I said, I'm not really interested in preaching. I'm interested in teaching. Right? Because when we preach, you can shout. Oh, let me show you something about shouting. I know you're going to say it. You know what you can do with shouting? You can be a hypocrite. Yeah. You don't deliver right. But you can shout. Yeah. The hypocrite can shout. You ain't listening to God, ain't thinking. All last night you were in the wrong place and come to church and shout on Sunday. But when you get his word,
come on.
Amen. But let me just back up to verse 15. He said, in the prayer of faith. And the what? Prayer of what?
Faith.
And years ago, I preached a message of prayer works. But I don't want to leave in that direction today. He said, yeah, but prayer without faith don't work.
Right.
Are you with me? Prayer works. But prayer without faith doesn't work. So our message today that we're going to deal with is the prayer of faith works. The prayer of what?
Faith
works. And if we were to have a subtopic, it is overcoming your spiritual discouragement. If there was a time when the people of God are walking around in oppression and depressed, today is the day. Amen. We have the most powerful weapon of all. I know they went over in Iraq and all those places looking for weapons of mass destruction. But we got power. The Bible talks about the power that we have in prayer. So they went over there looking for weapons of mass destruction. Amen. But the child of God got some mass destruction power. And he called it dunamis, which is power that makes power that reproduces itself. Right? Dunamis is power that reproduces itself. So every time you pray, you reproduce. Right? So a child of God that knows how to pray don't get weak. But a child of God that knows how to pray that reproduces. And it keeps building itself up. Keeps turning the wheel. Keeps turning the fire. When you learn how to pray the prayer of faith. And I related this story some years ago. When my mom was in the hospital sick, and the doctors had given up, they called all the family in. Amen. And then we were down at every university in Atlanta, Georgia, in the cancer center. And the doctor said, we've done everything we can do. They said, we could help your mom if we could even get her just a blinking eye. So I said, well, doctor, since you've done all you can do, let us go to the chief physician.
Amen.
Since you've done all you can do, can you excuse us for a few minutes? And let us have a little talk with Jesus. How you know a little talk with Jesus and someone said, let's have a thing? All right. So I said, let us talk to Jesus. She said, well, if you want, she said, when you pray, just get your mom just to move a finger. If she can blink an eye, said, then we can work with her. But right now, we don't have nothing. It's as though she's gone. And we prayed. And we prayed a prayer. We didn't pray alone. We one of those religious prayers. You know what? Sometimes we need God. We can't be all king. You know what I'm saying? Trying to be seen. You don't need to be seen. But God already sees you. You need to pray to God. So we just prayed a simple prayer. Me and all my brothers and sisters were there. And then after we finished praying, I just whispered in my ear, I said, Mom, we should ask God for all that other stuff. Said, Mom, if you can hear, can you just move a finger, a blink of an eye? She sat up in the bed. Another answer obviously is no. But then the third answer, this is what A verb is a word of what?
Action.
Faith is a verb. Prayer is a verb. So faith and prayer are both words of
action.
You with me? So when you pray the prayer of faith, the effectual, effective, fervent prayer is a word of action. The problem with the church is we want God to do everything and we don't want to do anything. God wants you to do something more than just ask and do nothing. God said, you start walking and I'll meet you where you are. But our thing is we just sit back and wait on the Lord. And we said waiting is the Hebrew word Q-A-V-A, which means that God is going right, take a strand of rope and just tie it together.
You know, and how many know if you get one strand of a rope out there, what we pull on?
Breaks. But when you begin to bind it together, the rope gets what?
Stronger.
So God said, I need you to plumb. Whenever you're going through there, pick this strand and put it together with some other strands. I need you to keep doing that because I need you to have some action. You may not see it yet. You may not understand what I'm going to do yet. He said, but I want you to just keep quiet. Because they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. So listen, you're righteous. Your mind has to be transformed. Meaning
We're going to go to John 11, chapter 4, read verses 38 to 40. And then just remember this in Luke 18, 1 through 8. Jesus gives the example of the widow who went to the unjust judge to be avenged. The widow went to the unjust judge and says, I need some help. All my adversaries, they all mess me up. But the Lord says this. He said, men are always to
pray.
Listen, the Lord said, men are always to what?
Pray.
Pray.
Not
they don't faint.
Right.
God wants you, everything you want to take to God in prayer. Yeah.
Deny your word. But I promise